Today, I titled this message, this is a prophetic meeting, so get ready. Sometimes I have these experiences just before walking into a meeting. I woke up 1:40 a.m. this morning. I've been awake. It's not every day. When I wake up like that, I know that Sunday is going to be very bloody. Because personally, I don't joke with my sleep. I need it. I need my sleep to be effective the next day. Some of you are prayer warriors, night warriors, kingslayers. You know, some of us pray and then we sleep. If you take what I said to mean that you should not do vigils, you heard the wrong thing. Because there are certain dimensions of God you can never enter into without night praying. Say amen.
Amen.
God is not a woke God. He is God. In fact, his title is the Ancient of Days. That means when time stops counting. He's so old, they don't count years, they count days. That's how old he is. Because one day is 1,000. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, today I want to trigger something. I had an experience this morning, and I believe it's for somebody here, or maybe one or two people here. So I laid on my couch in the parlor. I have a couch in my parlor that if you try to sleep, and you sit, you lie on that couch, you cannot sleep. Your body will be aching you. So that's the kind of couch you need if you want to develop a prayer life. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And out of my... You know, there are sometimes... I have some of these experiences. I can't really explain if I'm awake or I'm asleep. So I thought I was awake. It was when I opened my eyes, I realized I was not awake. So I heard, like Abraham and like Mary, the season is now. Then I looked at, is anybody with Abraham? You bear Abraham here? I like to confirm, because sometimes it may not really be a prophetic portrait. It may be a literal person. Is there a Mary here? If you are there, you talk. There's a Mary here. Praise God. So I'll use it as a point of contact. So I immediately looked at the two characters here. Abraham, Mary. They were two people that the Lord made a promise to. The promise didn't start with them. It started with God. The title of my message today is The Seeing Eyes. The seeing eye and the hearing ear. That's the title of my message. The seeing eye. So the Lord spoke to me by way of, I had like, actually it was a prophetic experience I had that woke me up. And I couldn't sleep again. So I went to the parlor and then I had this one. So this speaks to me about a season that someone here is due for. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Somebody here has been carrying a word for so long. And all you have to that word is that God said so. There is nothing physically that you could have done to change that thing or to influence that prophecy. But the Lord said, like Abraham, and like Mary, the time is now.
Amen.
Now, that your amen may not move my car from where it's parked. But if you want it to bring the walls of Jericho, you need to be very loud.
Amen.
Amen.
If I had like 2 hours with you today, would I have used just 1 hour to pray? Then I'll take off this agbada I'm wearing. Then I'll preach for another 1 hour. But let's start. Anywhere I stop, you see, when you a prophetic word comes forth, it opens gateways. Everything seems normal until a word comes forth. It looks like just a casual word. You know? Someone was sharing with me 2 weeks ago. Sometimes in our services, I prophesy to people's siblings who are not in church, but the sister is here. So I prophesy to them. I don't just prophesy to people who come. I prophesy to people who are not around, who I've never met. I think this scripture you'll find in... is it Proverbs 20:11? Check Proverbs 20:11 and 12. Just... Okay, great. So, I prophesied about somebody in the service who had a sibling who had a peculiar problem. He could not keep a job. And his life was on a pause mode. And the Lord said that within the space of 90 days, that person was going to get another job and his blood pressure will start coming down. That prophecy was in December. So I saw this person 2 weeks ago and I said, Pastor, we are just chatting. Me, I had gone to their house to discuss a vision I had from the Lord that was cut short in between. Have you had that kind of experience before? You're having a vision or you're in a dream, but the dream was not completed. You woke up. And I had that particular dream twice. So, in the prophetic community, there's something we practice. When you have an experience and you are trying to share that thought with your brother or your sister in the Lord, certain things may not even be clear to you about the meaning of that vision. But as you start telling the meaning starts coming. That is what fellowship does to you. If you are a lone ranger, there are dimensions of the spirit you will never know. Because God is not committed to lone rangers. He's committed to his community. The scripture even tells us that when all is said and done, and the glory has now been given to God the Father, even Jesus will now be made subject unto his Father. Do you understand the implication of that statement? What that statement means is that Jesus is Lord. But the day he presents us to his Father, he will not point to us. He will stand with us and say, we have come. Then all of us will go on our knees and worship God. That's a very powerful statement if you think about it. All this labor, we need to go to Japan. Souls need to be saved in Asia. We need to go to Beggar. There are souls there under the bridge that need to be reached. All of that effort with the Holy Spirit is so that one day Jesus will stand with us. Then you will see the Holy Spirit for the first time. Forget about those who tell you they've seen the Holy Spirit. His assignment now is not to reveal himself to anybody physically. It will distract you. I'm a product of prophetic words, so I know exactly. That's my only advantage in life, not even my certificate. So this particular fellow got a job within the space of the prophecy and moved to Abuja and started doing well. But the guy was not in church. According to them, that I've even seen him once, I don't know. So I need you to be sensitive. I don't know how long I will preach for. But today I came for the Marys. Those who have been serving God. And it looks like their service of God became an object of ridicule. And a reason why a blemish was put on them. That if truly your God is powerful, why are you still in this state? Those are the people I came for. Say amen.
Amen.
Let's read. It says, even a child is known by what? By his deeds. Whether what he does is pure and right, For the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them. What does he say in Amplified? If you have Amplified, even a child is known by his acts, whether or not what he does is pure and right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye. That means there are ears that don't hear. They are for decoration. They hear every other thing except what the Lord is saying. I know the thing about hearing God is that you have to, there's a training that you give yourself. There was a time, Maurice Cerullo, you know, somebody put on the TV and he told them to shut the thing down. They has not watched the TV for years. It's a concentration of the eyes. There's also the concentration of the ears. Gossip is sweet, but not to the man who wants this experience. Everybody, we all got to, including people who are deaf, they have two ears. I was preaching in a city somewhere in the north, and the day before, the night before, it was a Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigerian Conference for Pastors. So about 1,000 people there. Somewhere in the northeast, close to where Brother Shekau is. So I said to them the day before, the night before, that tomorrow I'll be praying for sick people. They go and bring all of them. When I got home, I said, God, I made that boast in your name. To worsen it, I could not pray. So I was just asking God for mercy. That I beg, if you do this one, I will not try it again. Some of you don't know how anointed you are. Just go out on the street and check. There's a key to working of miracles, and let me give you today. It requires the prayer of faith and a demonstration of faith. That's all. The person that is laying hands on that woman that is deaf doesn't know what will happen. But the moment he does like this, something happens. The moment he says, check your body, do what you couldn't do, that's when the miracle happens. It's the prayer of faith and the what? The demonstration of faith. The same thing with hearing God and seeing visions. There's a faith dimension to it. Anything that is not of faith cannot be God. So that's the foundation that we need to lay. It has nothing to do with whether you're a pastor or not. It is your covenant right with God, in God. Our relationship with God is a covenant relationship. And the moment you understand that it's a covenant, that means there's a token for that covenant, which is the blood of Jesus. So the next time you take you guys are going places here, sincerely. Say amen.
Amen.
Well, that's not a statement of faith. It's something the Lord laid upon my heart this morning. So sometimes people only feel we are speaking for God when we say, thus saith the Lord. God doesn't speak in James. He doesn't. It may shock you that saying, thus saith the Holy Ghost, doesn't make it more spiritual. So you can relax and just tell us what God said. And if that's your style for prophesying, it's okay. But I'm just trying to tell you that between two prophets, yeah, it's language, but what we want to know is what he said. To To have a seeing eye, it has to be made and given to you. We all have eyes, but between myself and this brother, there's another reality that exists side by side with us here. Now, as we are here, there are over 100 angels in this building, but you can't see them because there is a barrier between your sight and theirs. That there's a wall. So to break that barrier, you need either a seeing eye or the hearing ear. The ear that can perceive and discern what others cannot hear. So I love you. You are the one I want to spend the rest of my life with. Everything looks good except that there's an alarm going off. There's a lady I warned like that. I don't tell people who to marry again. Because all the people I told, they got into trouble. So if you just come, I join you. Go. Yes. Last, everybody will be alright. But if you now come to me and say, man of God, have I not told you that you should be telling me the truth? I say, okay, sit down. My fail. No Mariam. But if you insist, grace will be given to you. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
There are some of you, one of the things the Lord wants to do for you today is to give you confidence in the experiences you are already having. You are already having some experiences, but you are not so confident in them. And that's one of the things the Lord wants to do this morning for you. Question. If you choose not to be confident in your own experience, who does it hurt? You. If you choose to become confident in your own experiences, then you are able to subject them to a test to ascertain, peradventure you are hearing from God. This last 1 week, a few days ago, I was driving and I had what you call a closed vision. Do you know what a closed vision is? Or what some people call a flash. And I saw the scene of an accident. I've had that experience before and I didn't obey it and I lost my car in 20 minutes after I saw that vision. I was coming from the office around 9 p.m. I think I was walking to Oshonic Bank then. And I lost my car. I just fixed the car, painted it, did everything. In the glorious days of end of discussion. I mean, that's the kind of car, if you work in an Oshonic Bank, experience peace. That's the kind of car you start with. It's not the end of discussion of today. The end of discussion of that. And I didn't even know how to drive when I got the car. But they told us, it's part of the psychology they give you when you come to an Oshonic Bank. Here we live large. You know, I work in a bank where you get paid in January 4 times, every other month 2 times, in June 4 times. Then you also get paid in December. So you can afford to, you know, live large because every 2 weeks. And I couldn't tell my mom my salary because she would pass out. I'm telling you, my mom is a retired teacher. And she has never earned that kind of amount. So there is a sense in which the Lord wants us, as not just as individuals, but as a community, to operate by the seeing eye and by the hearing ear. It will save your life. I'm telling you. It will save your life. I had that experience a few days ago. And I just knew myself, don't pray, slow down. And a car just drove past me. Immediately, like 3 seconds. There is no difference between the secular and spiritual. You have to learn how to bridge that gap. Such that even when you are not praying, your heart is connected to the mainframe. It's a heart posture. It's a heart posture. You guys are, you have certain things that work for you here, especially your sound. You have a sound that makes it easy to prophesy. And you may just be getting one product out of that crude oil. And meanwhile, you can get like 24. So with the kind, at least, well, everybody in the world knows that you guys are very good with your sound. But I'm telling you, if it's anything like what I have experienced when I come here, wow, it ain't cheap. It's not just the sound, it's the atmosphere. And you can do something with that. You may be producing petrol with it. You can have PM diesel. You can have other, you know, several byproducts. One of which is that while we worship together, in a corporate experience, everybody breaks into this experience called the seeing eye and the hearing. And you ask, ask everybody to speak. They are confirming each other. It doesn't have to be when you are praying or in a vigil that God has liberty to talk to you. You see, when we talk about things like hearing God, people think it's for spiritual people. No, it's for you. Whoever you are, that's you. That's what you are, the spiritual person we are talking about. So somebody is operating it and they say, oh man, he's a prophet, he's a man of God. No. No, that's why we're in trouble. Because only a few people know the key. And I will tell you the key today. There are so many keys, but I'll give you one that is extremely very powerful. Whether you can now use the key is another matter. But I'll give you. I like this place. In fact, I'm even thinking, maybe I should be coming, sir. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom of God, which God ordained from before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what's the next word? Please, is that I in verse 9? The I there, is it plural or singular? I want you to observe something there. The I there, is it singular or plural? Now, the scripture I read to you in Proverbs, was the I there singular or plural? Look at it. The hearing ear and the seeing eye there is also singular. So I'm trying to draw your attention. This is where Paul is pulling this data from Proverbs. Not eyes, eye. Say if your eye be single, you'll be flooded with revelation. That means one of the greatest enemies to divine sight is what? Distraction, double-mindedness. The moment you have a reason why you think you have to say yes to this guy, there's a problem. If you understand how money works, you will know how God works. Because God, even in scripture, did not compare himself to Satan. He compared himself to Mammon. And Mammon is the god of greed. And Mammon, just like God, is also a jealous god. So Jesus is not making careless statements. He's telling you how the kingdom works. God is a jealous person. Extremely jealous. You don't know half of it. If for some reason he's not telling you, I've not seen you, I've not seen you. Maybe they have deleted your file. Oh. Better come for a media class. In those days, when you have extra year and you nod, oh, Akungba, or this, it's real extra year. Once you fail, it's extra year. But now, in all these private schools, they have all these extra things they do. And nobody fails. And they still graduate early. Look at what Paul is saying. He said, I has not seen, nor heard, nor has it entered into the what? Now, when God speaks to you, the target location for that revelation is your heart. But he flashes or communicates that information through your spiritual ears and or through your spiritual eyes or sometimes both. By configuration, I am 70% ears and 30% eyes. Sometimes I get a 50-50. The problem with being an eye is that many of the things the Lord will show to you will be in parables and symbols. So there's a challenge. The challenge of interpretation, of meaning. The revelation may be true. But if the meaning is miscalculated, you are still not different from somebody who didn't see anything. In fact, you may take it to mean taller, 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 taller. Ah, God wants me to say yes to taller. No. If you are hearing taller, taller, it could be a caution. The idea of taller may sound good. And that is why in a community of faith, there's always room for confirmation. And that's why if you want to strengthen your prophetic ability, you must have a community, a prophetic community that understands your DNA. You come into that setting and your senses become awakened. I find that just by sitting down and listening to prophets, my senses get awakened. When I read again, I see visions. Again's books, I just read, I see visions. Not Rema, visions. Say, I has not seen. That means what God is committed to showing you. There are things that are not even known on earth. And believe me, this is not Old Testament. This is God's commitment to you. Now, in the Old Testament, we have two categories of prophets majorly. You know, majorly. We have the seers and we have the prophets. They have their Greek, or sorry, Hebrew meaning, but that's not for this class. So the seers are people like Samuel. We have prophets. Prophets don't necessarily see. They operate by downloads and impressions. There's the prophet in the New Testament. The word seer was never used in the New Testament. The ministry of the seer is captured in a gift of the Spirit known as the discerning of spirit. Do you know what discerning of spirit is? It's not discernment. Should I explain? Discernment is she's talking to me. Or I'm talking to her and I'm saying, Ashe, you know I'm leaving for the country next year. I want us to agree so that we can get married quickly. I'm talking to her. Discernment, the grace of discernment in our life as a believer is one that says, don't. You are not hearing a voice. Something is saying, don't take him serious. I'm not saying suspicion. Because an average lady is suspicious. But these days we find that men are even more suspicious. So there's a battle going on now for who is most suspicious. So the grace of, as she's listening to me, she's not listening to me with the ear, she's listening to me from here. This is where all those operations happen. Say, so can we go tomorrow and we'll just stop by the studio then. But I'm hearing you from here. When you hear from your belly, you have access to filters. Like, they are called knowings. What I'm doing this morning is I'm compressing an entire 8 weeks class for you. But what I'm asking the Lord is that there are some of you that have been having some of these experiences. You are extremely powerful in your dreams. But when you wake up, you look like you're very weak. Who am I talking to? My sister. What's your name? Oye. Grace. Tracy. Go to verse 10. No, hold on here. Verse 9. The things for which God has prepared for those that what? So you are looking at the conditions here for walking in the prophetic. And a very strong key is what? The love of God. You actually don't have the luxury of not walking in love. You actually don't have the luxury. If the Lord says to me that this is my wife, it's a decision, it's a business decision. The Lord said, that's the woman I've chosen for you. Huh? I wake up and then the commandment is love. It's not a suggestion. The scripture didn't say love your fiancé. Say love your wife. So when you wake up and find that she is your wife, that is the lady on the same bed with you, love her. And God gave each person, each gender, the role that was most difficult. You don't get it? So he told the man, love. He told the woman. Both of them are still struggling till today. So what God expects is not even for you to now try to love or to try to submit. It is to take your weakness and stand before him and say, Father, if you don't supply the grace for this, I cannot even love this woman. Come on, are you still here? Say, for those that have passed the test of loving him. Passed the test. That means for God to refer to you as someone that loves him, he would have checked you out. The question is not God's love. The question is your own love for him. And the only way to measure that is through your quality decisions, not by your tears. Some people are confusing their emotions for love. You need to know how emotionally wrecked I was. Some of you are so holy. Some of us have experimented with almost everything experimentable. Now, when you are a God lover, you will be very tender when you are with him. Are you with me? You'll be very tender. Sometimes people will wonder why an able-bodied man like you is always crying. They will not understand it. You will never know it. I don't know anyone who operates in the gift of a pastor who doesn't cry. I don't. They cry when they sing. Sometimes they cry when they preach. You tell them your problem, they will cry first before they pray. It comes with the gift. It's not everybody that has it. I'm not talking about intercessors. I'm talking about pastors. So there's a condition of love that God attaches to the making of this seeing eye and the hearing ear. When I was describing the scenario where, while communicating with her, she had a knowing like, she discerned that I was lying. But if the gift of the discerning of spirit is in operation, she will see that thing. The discerning of spirit is a seeing gift. It's a prophetic gift. It's not suspicion. You would see the situation like your eyes will open. You will see it. Not sense. You will see it. So you can take the next 6 months, and the only prayer you'll be praying is, Lord, remove the filters, remove the blindfold, remove everything. I want to see what is going on around me exactly from your perspective. The moment you pray, those are the kind of prayers you pray, people will be wondering, why, how is she able to pray for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours? Because you know, when you see the result, you know. Yeah. Say, Pastor, I met a lady, she was in my fellowship then on campus. Her mom is a pastor. She said she doesn't know how to pray for more than 5 minutes. And she meant it. She said, even with that 5 minutes, she will still sing inside. And here was I thinking, okay, at least this one, our parents are pastors. This is the divine collaboration. There was no collaboration. I had my answer. This one can't pray. I can't be following you up and be following up. The Lord bless you. One of my younger brothers actually the one interested in her, but I actually felt pity for her. Because it seems that those who grew up in a spiritual community place less value on it. Most of it. That's why I find most you know, pastor's words. They don't do God. A lot of them. They don't do God. I asked my son this, when was the last time you prayed in tongues? I say, Oga. Oga. He said, yesterday morning. I say, when was that? Me, I like to ask direct questions. I'm training you. I'm not teaching you, I'm training you. So when we are at the boot camp, nobody's smiling. I don't want you to destroy yourself. So when did you pray? Okay, yesterday when I woke up. When did you wake up? So I had my prayer before we had the children fellowship. And said, okay. I said, Oga, I called my daughter. When did you pray in tongues? 2 days ago. I said, it will save your life. This is not a joke. Yes, it will save your life. Yes, I said, everything you say about your father is this ears and his tongue. To pray, pray, pray. Pray till your flesh gives up on you. Yes, if you ever get to the point where you begin to enjoy prayer, you must be in heaven by then. You've died. You've gone to heaven. Prayer will never be enjoyable. For what? For what? Hey, maybe you are not praying to God. If you are praying to God, the moment you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, your body says, it's as if there is ulcer pain somewhere. Who knows what I'm saying? You just feel that sharp pain. I need to eat right now. You don't need to eat. You need to bend your... You need to sit down there and pray through. People have Zoom and Google Meet. They don't even know what to do with it. Call your friend. Join a meeting. Put it on speaker. Be hearing yourself pray. I prayed one of my friends or one of our pastors. I warned him. Next time we're praying together, if I don't hear your voice. Just shuckle up. This is not silent prayer. In my former church, we have something we call silent prayer. Everybody will do like this. My mom will be gossiping with her friend. It was later she told me that time she's all that silent prayer. Mama bless. Mama blessing. You say that cloth. It's too expensive. I said, and the Woli said, all of us will be praying. I asked her, I said, Mama, are you born again? She said, yes. I said, when? She said, long time ago. I said, Mama, your name is not in the book of life. I said, Mama, your name is... I said, anybody that does not know. I said, there's no heaven for old father, old mother that did not accept Jesus. Ilelo lotara. That's their fire. Tarara. Straight. Straight is the road that leads to perdition. It's in the Bible. Tarara. It's hell. You can't miss it. If you don't understand the Bible, you understand this one. You have to give your life to Christ. It's not that my father is a pastor. I say, Oga, you speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. I say, your daddy. The first time I prayed for someone who got healed, I was 10. I told him, I said, you are 11. Say, I prayed for someone in my class. I said, Oga, we are not playing here. You are just throwing words. Yeah. How can you be looking at a situation, the doctor tells you, this is your medical condition, and God is telling you, forget about the doctor, I don't know what he's saying. I said, God, I pray, don't play with my life. The doctor just told me the heart is weak. You say, I should forget about a doctor. Is it that you want to hear me? I say, forget about a doctor. He said, it takes a lot of courage to hear God tell you, forget about a doctor. Yeah. It's easy for us to come and be giving flowery prophecy. You know what I mean by flowery prophecy? For the angels of the Lord. You know, there are some of those prayer meetings in Lekki that I used to see. They give themselves flowery prayer prophecy. For the 10, the glory of the Lord shall abide upon you. It's okay. It's a level. It's a level. But me, I'm telling you, we are not going to eat flowers. It's food we eat. All those things are good. Then you get home, no light, no water. They say pumping machine has spoiled. No money in your account. Then you still got debit alert on the remaining 500 naira. And you say, you bought 3 hours ago. Oh, for the glory of the Lord shall be upon you. Oh, baby. Say, wow. Baba, what are you saying about my life? Because all this high-sounding process, it's not helping me. Go forward. Call Michael. Talk to him about that job situation. Aha, direction. All this flurry Archangel prophecy. You see Archangel from the day to tomorrow, your life will not change you. It is the doers of the word that shall be blessed. You can see Archangel. Archangel can even be talking to you. Don't mean anything. Don't mean anything. Look at the scripture. Verse 10. God has revealed the things that are not visible to the human eye. To us by what?
His spirit.
Why is it that the least prioritized person in our churches today is the Holy Spirit? This is the order of the door, the key order. It will open the door. And yet is the most neglected person. You tell everybody your problem. How can you be discussing your problem with somebody who says men has come? What kind of advice do you want him to give you? And you too, you stop choosing them. If you say men are scum, stop choosing them because maybe somehow you have a team for scum. Same thing, yeah. Don't just blame the men. You Olegbe, you know. So you come and hear the word of God. Come to the school of the Spirit. He said, God has revealed these things to us by His Spirit. For this is critical. The Holy Spirit searches how many things?
All.
Does that include your marriage?
Yes.
Does that include what you should be doing the next next season of your life?
Yes, sir.
Does that include your consecrations?
Yes, sir.
He searches all things. How does the Holy Spirit search? I think it should be in Proverbs 29. Is it verse 11? Please, let's quickly look at that. The Spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So the Holy Spirit does not, let's look at that quickly. Because the search of the, do we have it? The Spirit of man, is. I think it should be Proverbs 20. Okay, 20. The spirit of a man, the God element in that man, is a lamp. And give me King James. I like the lamp, but I want to use candle. The spirit of a man is the candle. So what happens is that when the Lord needs to communicate a very important information to me, he holds this practically what he's doing. He holds the candle in his hand. It's like searching for Wi-Fi. Please come, sir. He wants to reveal something about you to you, but if he tells you, he knows you will argue. So, because some of us have been arguing since 1960 when Nigeria became independent. So, he lights up your spirit. And how does your spirit learn? It receives by inspiration, by illumination. You become aware. That's how God talks. God talking to you is 2G. Huh? When he illuminates you, that's 4G.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Just like something dropped. Yes. It's not only when you are in love, just like I love matter. You don't love matter. God is trying to teach you how to hear his voice. Because by the time matter tells you that she has done salvation, it's okay. No, I think what we need to do is to focus on discipleship and then you start changing. But that's not what the conversation started with. It started with looking at each other's eyes and deceiving yourself. Now you know that she has done 3 abortions. You carry your face like Sylvia, a prophet. Are you a prophet? In fact, if you're a prophet, God can tell you to go and marry a prostitute. You better shut her. And stay in your left so I can find good wife for you. wedding anniversary, it doesn't mean she's not entitled to a good husband. Because you are even a criminal. It's just that because men don't get pregnant. That's why your secret looks like it has been covered. Okay, since God has forgiven me, let me also forget. Let me not talk about your case, since God has actually forgiven. So the Lord, the Lord brings, enlightens your spirit to become aware. And then he's doing something like this. It's like when you're looking for a key in the house. You know you are searching for something, but you can't really say exactly what you're looking for. The Lord illuminates your spirit. Then you go to a meeting, and somebody is preaching and saying, this is what you need. Your spirit catches that thing. For some reason you can't explain. This is what you need. Everybody shouted hallelujah, but you heard something. Yes, the candle light has trapped something. Searches all the inward parts. That means what you are looking for is actually in your spirit, but it's covered in darkness. So God needs to illuminate your spirit from inside. So when you see what you are looking for, you will know. Even if it's a wife or a husband, you will know. This guy looks perfect, except that something is off and you can't tell. If something is off, put it on hold. You don't have to say yes. Because this area of relationship is where most Christians remove their spiritual brain. You know, I just got to see how it goes, Charlie. We'll see how it goes. You want to see how it goes? Anybody that tells you, let's see how it goes, has no direction for that relationship. It's not a fancy word. There's no direction. There's only one target for that relationship. And once that target happens that week. So, it's my job to expose my gender. So, the Lord illuminates your spirit. You just find that you walk into meetings and your spirit traps words. Traps words. Sometimes you start, I'm telling you what it means to be prophetic, not necessarily a prophet. And most prophets operate like this. Eh? Just that they operate on it at a higher level. When the prophet is saying, I see the Lord. He didn't see the Lord. He's telling you what God said. So it illuminates your spirit. That's why sometimes, even as a believer, do you know, I think it happens to music ministers too. You know there's a song. And if you don't get that song, any other song, you see, you won't flow. Because there's a particular song. The Holy Spirit must illuminate your mind. The strength of this candle depends on your fellowship life.
Yes, sir.
The thing about this candle is that if in the natural world, when you burn your candle, the candle is destroyed. It goes down, leaves the wick. But this one, it is the strength of your authority. Because when they look at you, they look at how far this one has been spent for God.
Yeah.
We can use this one. More of Christ, less of Him.
Wow.
That more of Christ is not on the pulpit. It's when we've shut down the light.
Yes, sir.
It's a personal thing. You may be going through an experience with God. Your wife may not know.
Yes, sir.
You will see witchcraft in your office. Like people who wear tie. Some of them are even workers in their church. But they practice witchcraft in the office. And I've had reasons to walk up to a particular... Please, sir. To walk up to a particular manager and say, don't do that again. Somebody that can fire me. But I walked up to him and said, don't do it again. I know what you did. And he never made a comment today. And still greeted me. It takes a level of accuracy. Now, how do I... I'm going to give you that key now. But how do I determine or improve on my level of accuracy? Number one, you must be under spiritual authority. If you are hearing God, somebody needs to be able to tell you you are wrong. Then you are able to keep a diary of all the major things the Lord said to you and which ones were fulfilled. So on a scale of 20, you might have like 17. Your voice is becoming very strong. When I started pastoring, Pastor Ayo said to me that pastoring is a new field. What that means is that any new thing God brings you to, you start as a baby. You have to grow. It is only as you keep stay on that job that your voice gets stronger. You understand? When I get calls from people from outside the city, they got my number from somewhere, they call me. Like a particular brother who called me. I don't know him from anywhere. He said he'd been to a church once, and I said, I don't know you. Actually, I don't know so many people. But if you say you came, fine. What can I do for you? And he said, my friend is somewhere, you know, he's having a problem. There's a false, adulterated perspective of who a prophet is. It's like you check in like a Christian babalawo, you know, then check out. So I've left that business for those who are into it. I don't do it anymore. I'm a consultant now. So if you want to be Ebami Yewo, you go to the other side. I tell you, I give you names, you can go. But this particular brother just needed me to pray for him, to induce somebody else to listen to him. And I realized this is witchcraft. And I didn't pick their call anymore. But they are all bearing Christian names. So I need to be able to, I need that covering for you to say, okay, these are your no go areas. When I first came to a prophetic ministry, those are the first lesson pastor you took me through. Year 2000. The first time I prophesied was 1995. 27 years. It takes time to be proficient. Yeah. But you better start today. Yeah. There are sometimes I'm having issues in my personal life. You know, by virtue of what I do, I get to meet different kind of people. If I meet a particular lady that is coming, my wife will dream about it. She will dream about it. And tell me, oh, there's this particular person. I just carry my nose like that. It must not be said that the man of God is guilty. But she will have a dream about it. She will have several dreams. You have several. I'll just be looking like early morning conversation. But it's good. When you have a woman in your life that, or a partner, a guy, who is prophetically inclined. It may be through dreams, through visions. And I wish I had time, I would have taken you through the different kind of seer experiences. But some of you are actually having them. And that's what the Lord came to ask me to tell you guys. To begin to trust your experiences. Somewhere you have this, is he my mind? It's not you. And it's not your mind. There's no gift that receives energy to grow until you accept it. You must accept that thing as authentic. Many of us are very gifted, but we've reduced our gift to prayer and fasting and singing. Those things are channels that allows the gift step out. You are prophetic, you don't know. You are in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, and God, the book opened with God's voice. Genesis. It ended with Jesus talking in Revelations. It's a book of words. If you understand this key and put in your hand, some of you already know these things, but you know the technicality and the full operation. That one is another class. But I am telling you, if you can start from accepting that the Holy Ghost is in you, and the only way you could have gotten your information from is the Holy Ghost, you knock out other possibilities. Then because your eyes are always before the Lord, anything that is not shining, now, the powerful key, the master key. Why is it that we have a lot of people who are saying, oh, the Lord said, the Lord didn't say, and the Lord didn't behave like he said, and the Lord did not answer them, the Lord allowed them to be deceiving themselves. And they are saying, Pastor, I prayed when you came here, God used it to confirm. I say, it's not you God was talking to. I've heard people who heard things like that. Pastor, God used you. I say, it's not me. You heard something that resonated with you, but it wasn't God. They say, when you draw near to the Lord, when somebody is saying, God said, you can almost tell that it's not God. Even if what they are saying looks right. And I've had that experience severally. This particular key I'm giving to you, it's called the key of sacrifice. all your noise, singing, dancing, Bible reading, Christian activities, or whatever it is you do in the name of being woke. Because some people have made it their ministry to make Christianity look appealing. Our God is an ancient one. So it's not about making Christianity look appealing. Do you have the Spirit? Do you have the Spirit? I was preaching in the north, that story, I didn't finish it. And they brought a lady who had been there for 10 years. And the wicked usher kept doing like this. 10 years. I don't know, maybe people feel like when we come, like we are in a healing school, we are in a different atmosphere. No, we are like you. Have mercy on us. I was praying for people, and a woman, an elderly woman, got angry at me after I prayed for her. Can you imagine that? You know what I did? You know what I did? There were so many of them. None of the PFM pastors were willing to join me in prayer after I was the one who claimed that God was going to heal people. So now, the stage is yours. And I told them, I said, I will not preach. Tomorrow is for signs and wonders. They say, amen. They were, wait, come and show yourself. And damn myself, I wore body, organ, and jeans. This Lagos, God will catch you today. I will tell you, this is not an Nigeria. Don't wear body, organ, and preach here. Where are you? So when I look at people, I'm talking about people like this number here. I need to pray for everybody. All they just said, I plead the blood of Jesus. I say, hello, my doji team. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Even in my mind, I was like, okay, are you sure you are not using one scheme or scam? Pray well now, pray. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. The woman was angry. Elderly woman, she was walking back. You know why she was angry? Because she has not been able to bend for many years. And I didn't appreciate the seriousness of the situation. She wanted me to appreciate that. Ah, mama, you have really suffered. And I didn't have time because I didn't even know. All I said was, whatever I can show, when I touch you, you'll be healed. To save my time. And so I can all go home quickly. And there was Boko Haram curfew. And behind us is Shekau. I'm not joking. You know, we said this, just I will take you to a place in the north. Now you go and try your anointing there. Here in Jesus' name, be in your. She was angry and she was going back and was grumbling. Then she did like this and she was able to bend. She came back. Well, light, oh, man. I said, Mama, I better give her mic. I don't understand. Ah, that pastor, they were not telling me that I was actually angry. I just really be healed. I've not bent for over 10 years. Like, bent to peak. I can't bend. My waist is stiff. I can only walk straight. Out of anger, you know, she walked back. Only to realize something fair. And she was, Then the wicked usher was there, saying, Pastor, just heard the girl. Say, Pastor, I thought it's another waste. You know. He told me, he said, it's like maybe the anointing today is, and we had close to like 10 people who could not bend, who got healed instantly. But this particular lady was deaf. She had been deaf for 10 years. And the wicked usher. You know, some churches have wicked ushers. Charlie's and Monica's. Charlie's. Wicked. The guy was standing like this. Being, it was like, Pastor, you was raising the guest and like, I'm coming. He now said, she can't. He now did like this. So I said, what's that? He said, 10 years. Now, are you trying to destroy my faith? So in my mind, like, this one will be distracting me. Let me just pray for her and tell her to go and sit down. You know, me, you know, crook man is trying to play another crooked person. Like, let me just come and pray. Am I the one am I the healer? Is God not the healer? Why do people put me under pressure, man? I just came and said, Father, in the name of Jesus. She said, amen. Ah! I almost ran out of my skin. I didn't say be healed. I didn't say be healed. I just said, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just said, amen, amen. I said, can you hear me? She said, yes. I said, you can hear me. Osha. My God will not allow you. My God. It is because I felt like stoning the guy. And I said, go now, you, I was, I said, come and stand on this altar. Let all you naysayers, let my God shame all of you. Oh my, if you see the I tell you, come up for that place. Thank you. But there's a key, and it applies to operating miracles, because I want to tell you, you can operate in the miraculous and the prophetic. You don't have to be a pastor, but you have to be a God lover. Because when you have access to too much power, but you don't love God, it will destroy you. You become a wizard. As I'm saying it now, there's a token of faith that has been released now. Now. And it is finding two people here. The same token for strange signs and miracles. Is finding two people here now. And you will see a clear sign in your life. Not tomorrow, from today. The key of sacrifice is what makes you put your life on the altar. That from today, my life belongs to you. Not talkers. Your life. My job. I will not sleep on this bed alone with my wife. Jesus, we are going to be here together. This room is your room.
Yes, sir.
Every decision. Wait, let me pray. There is a posture where your life is put on the altar as a sacrifice. On the altar like this. Then you look at the life you've always known. You look at all your friends. Maybe if you are like me, you are working the bank and the Lord say, come and serve me fully. Then you look at your life. And the Lord say, look at that, look at your friends. Now turn your back on them forever. Everyone that could have made a difference in your life, in the past, God say, turn your back and walk away. Don't look back. That was the problem of that woman. No? She looked back. She obeyed, but she looked back. And she didn't make it. There's something about when you turn back, like, hey, where are my mates now? You don't have mates. There are no age mates in life. Oh.
Yes,
only grace mates.
Yes.
The ones God has apportioned to you,
yes.
Your company, by grace. Those are your company.
Yes,
sir. I was born in 1982. I'm April, she is May. You are looking backwards. You are looking backwards. Oh. Age, celebration of age is stone age philosophy.
Yes,
nobody goes, yes, I'm 42. And so, are you going to collect money with it in the bank? Say, I'm 42. When I was 30, I got my PhD. Ah, oh God, this is where you are. Sacrifice. The reason why God cannot release his power, because a lot of us, we talk. Our life is not on the altar yet. The reason why God could defend Abraham was because he knew that Abraham will always command his children after him. Go and check everyone that God used powerfully in the scripture. There's always that element of sacrifice. There are people that have very powerful gifts, prophetic gift, but that gift breathes on sacrifice, fasting. It breathes on prayer. Do you know what it means to sit down? Sometimes when I sit and I listen to some of my mentors, they preach long messages like 5 hours. You know what it means? The discipline to sit, burning your own internet. I got my internet report for my house use. 620 gig for 1 month. 620 gig that I have burnt. Used. Not watching Africa Magical. Sometimes you sit down, you are just watching. And this is a 3 hours, 4 hours message. You sit down. It is that sacrifice of time that God converts to grace. When there's no element of sacrifice in your life, you will pray, you will hardly see result. Haven't you seen people who don't have good voices, but when they sing, the glory comes?
Yes.
Ah, my brother, it's not only talent.
Yes.
Ah, my time is up. My time is up. The message is about to start, but this is where it gets messy. Everything Satan was trying to prevent Jesus from doing just before the cross was that sacrifice must not be made. Our entire faith in Christ, why people will continue to give their life to Christ, regardless of what anybody says in any country, is because our faith rests on blood.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus was not killed asleep. He saw himself die. Everything about what was happening to him, the temptation at the garden, the temptation at the garden was for him to become angry and to place a curse on Judas, and he refrained. When the Roman soldiers took him and handcuffed him and took him away, it was for him to look at himself and say, "Me, a whole son of God, you want to arrest me? Kalima katoroboko shitayi kataba power." But if he had done that, he would have abused the grace. The requirement as stated in Isaiah that he was to be led like a lamb to the slaughter. Any display of power at this point would be an abuse, an insult to the grace of God. So, sir, get used to it. I had one they called Jesus. You. Today, that yam you are cooking has done. Take him away. Those other people that they sent, they say at the tomb of Lazarus, say you should go and catch him. They gave their life to Christ. Those ones say we've never heard a man. We are not here to listen to message. I'm here to take you down. And they took him. When they got to the cross, and they were going to nail him there. Father, help me. My son, I'm more than you. When he bled, it was real bleeding. It wasn't a movie. When he got to that, the final temptation, and maybe one day we should do a Bible study, look at all of them. The final temptation was those two guys beside him. The temptation of offense. Offense. Okay. They say you lay down on somebody somewhere, the 10 years, she started hearing what they say. So how about your own child? I thought you people used to pray in this house. This is a house of prayer. How can something like this happen? Nobody, God did not reveal it to any. Is it coming?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said concerning John, what took away John's head was not just the dance of a woman. It was offense. They could not kill him until he became offended in Jesus.
Yes.
So what Jesus was using as a teaching formula there was not whatever he said. It was that no matter how great you are, the higher you go, watch out for offense. Because a day will come, you will pray, God will not hear. When you lose 2 women in a row and you have been married, and you come back and you lift your hands and say glory to God, you have passed a major test. Not to be talking light and sound. You've passed a major test. That this discipline, our generation needs to learn it.
Yes, sir.
These are the things our fathers know. That's why they can lose their children, come to church on Sunday and preach.
Yes, sir.
And they are mourning. You see that sacrifice? You've put your life on the altar. that if I perish, I will die doing this work. My generation doesn't know that one. They like pictures. This is the goodness of God. Who told you? Do you know what? When you say the goodness of God, do you understand what that statement means? It's not this. It's not this. Take your picture. Leave God out of it. Do you know what it means when the Lord said, when the angel of the Lord appeared to me and took me to my head office in a vision and said, the heavens have declared your time here is up. And that was when they were now offering to give me a role at the head office. Others were being fired. They were offering me a new role. And the Lord said, the angel said to me, that prophetic elder that has worked with me since I obeyed this call, he appeared and said to me, the heavens have decided. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. All those thoughts that have been coming to your mind, they were the voices of God. Make no mistake. The heavens have declared you are leaving this place. The Lord said, I should tell you that the job he gave you 12 years ago, he wants it back. I didn't pray for that job. I failed GMAT. I read an expired GMAT in Ikere Ekiti to go and write that exam. Expired GMAT in the days of GMAT. And they called me. I got the job not knowing what debit and credit was. I didn't know it. The angel said, the Lord said the job he gave you 12 years ago, bring it back. And they gave me 2 years to prepare. The month I was leaving the bank, I left with less than 5,000 naira in my account. And when they asked me in my head office, where are you going? Why are you going? We'll give you a new role. Why did you do? I said, sir, I want to nimi niki mabo. That was the answer I gave them. I don't know how to explain that one in English. I want to nimi niki mabo. When I said that to my boss, who is an Elijah, she said, may God go with you. And Elijah understood. Michael, Marcus, all of them still trying to persuade me out of the will of God. But I said that to an Elijah and she understood once. I didn't repeat it. Because for them, whatever happens is the will of God. You now wonder why some religions will advance. Whoever is willing to lay his life down, his blood will become the testament for which that gospel will be advanced. If you don't want to live a life of sacrifice, look for another religion. You want power? You want your life to be filled with the power of God. You cannot love food again. You cannot love food again. You cannot wake up with Instagram again. It is, you will put Instagram on the altar. I will not start my day again by looking at my Instagram feed. It's a consecration. It's a consecration. When my boss asked me, my zonal manager, I said, Binga, so where are you going now? I looked into his eyes. I said, I'm going to the future. He said, what can we do to change your mind? I said, if they give me your seat, I will not come back. The moment I turned my back. Hello, is that the head office? Please, we need the support team to provide us. It's an alternative link. You know, our server is down, blah, blah, blah. All those stories die. 7 days a week. I go to work on Sunday mornings, 5 a.m., 6 a.m. I'm in my office, and they are calling, Pastor, it's time to preach. I say, I'm coming. 5 a.m. So I don't understand lazy people. I will get to the office. They'll say, that was coming back from the office Sunday morning, and my fuel was about to run out on Third Mainland. Katuba, Shabala. I use tongues to push it to Bagada. Baba, and it was not because I was afraid. It's Sunday morning. Morning is that God, I must do your will. I just need to get there and preach your word. It's not. The moment God said, turn your back. Turn my back. I didn't tell my mom. It was just my brother I called. And my sister. Those ones, they are spiritual. When I told my brother, he said, Shoti lo permanent side. My brother is a businessman. Shoti lo permanent side. Permanent side. No, lele la magba. And he just joked, say, good. God go with you. My brother is not as spiritual as I am, but he understood. My sister has given herself to knifers. So she understands sacrifice. When I called my mom, I said, Mama, you remember what the Lord said about this job? You remember the prophecy that preceded my birth? Say, yes. I say, it's time. I'm leaving. Ah, have you thought about it? I said, Mama, don't worry. I will increase your allowance. I will increase your allowance. I know you are concerned for me. I said, the one that... You know what it means to wake up the next Monday morning? I jumped up out of bed. Then I realized I wasn't going anywhere. I was alone in that house. Then the reality of what I had done now dawned on me. God was the one who chose the wife, the husband that Mary got married to. Go and look at the kind of life Mary was living. Many, our faith today, very powerless. A lot of talk on social media, but no power. The missing element is this sacrifice. There is nothing that you can look at your life and say, my following God took this thing away from me. Nothing. It's just that you change camp, but everything is the same way. This same key is what will open your eyes. When God looks at you and says, Yeah, we have Tola now. Open that channel, give him this. Because God sees that your eyes have been, they are only focused. If your eyes be single, your eyes are only seeing God. Your ears are only hearing God. You are not dancing to another beat again. You are not saluting to another flag again. You've made up your mind that if this is how my life will be destroyed eventually, let's so be it. That element of sacrifice that I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. I am not going anywhere. An average believer who is woke may not understand this one. Because for them, God is a good God. You understand? But for you, to speak with a believer who lives in the outer court, with the holiest of all language, holiest of all language, you are using that tongue to speak to somebody that lives in the outer court, that person will become, you will think you are being... Life of sacrifice, when you have established yourself that this one, if you tell him, jump, the only thing you will hear from me is how high. It was the same angel that went to Zacharias, a man of God, and said to him, Zachariah, we are going to give you a son. And he argued. The same angel went to a usher, Mary, we'll give you a son. She said, how shall these things be? Different posture, the same message. This one was made dumb. This one was given grace. Do you think it was easy for Mary to carry that shame? It's sacrifice. Don't even try to compete with Mary when you get to heaven and say you are looking for a crown. Don't try it. Because they will flog you. Don't try it. Because... No internet. Everybody in the community will know what you did. This stomach is getting bigger. You can't hide it. And you will still be serving as usher. Before I take my seat, if there's anybody in this place that you are here, and there's somebody... Now, listen to me. If you are not humble at heart, you cannot walk with God. If there's somebody right now, and the person is here, and the person has hurt you, go leave your seat now. Go and hug that person. God knows, so don't even bother lying. And if the person is someone that is somewhere, take your phone now. Send a text to that person. And tell the person, look, we are good now. I'm sorry. But if the person is here, go to the person and say, I'm sorry for what happened. Go and make up now. I didn't say tomorrow, not when I leave. Now, as I'm standing here, leave your seat. Go to that person. Let God restore you now. Okay, I see people moving. Please, let's put our hands together and celebrate God. Restoration has started. Hallelujah. Because what you're going to find is that the impediments, the things in blocking your receptacles will just move. Naturally, you begin to hear. Rise above the pain. Rise above the hurt. You are still here because God has a need for you. Don't let that pain hold you back. No time. The love of God is the key to establishing any wounded soul. And there's a song we used to sing in Yoruba in those days. You know, our songs in those days, when we were all growing up in church, you can't sing them and lost. You understand? You can't sing a Christian song and lost. Now you can even convert the song and... But there was a song we used to sing. Ah, time has gone. Because now I'm now in the prophetic waters now. But I can't prophesy again. So I'll keep it, take it back to Maryland. That song you are playing will put me in trouble because I will just enter the river and I won't come back. But there's a Yoruba song we used to sing. And it's a song that speaks of God's love. And every time I remember that song, I'm always touched. Because I remember the way our elders used to sing and dance to that song. Elo ni mo san foba ogo. Elo ni Jesu mi gba. Elo ni mo san foba ogo. Forere. Elo.
Elo ni mo san foba ogo.
Hold it. I'm impressed to do this quickly. And I want you to know that all is done in the love of God. If you are struggling with a past hurt, please come. Not everybody. I'm talking about something that is very painful to you. Come, I want to pray for you. The Lord wants to leave that, but not everybody, just those who know. Secondly, if you had had reason to make that difficult decision of an abortion, the Lord wants to wipe away that record. Come. If you took someone there, come. If you took someone to go and do an abortion, come. That thing may still be... I'm not going to segregate anybody. I just want you to come together. That's why I'm making that call together. There's no judgment. I'm not judging you. This is a community of love. So we have to help. So I want you to come. If you've had to make a difficult decision to get an abortion and you have been struggling, the Lord is looking... And in fact, if you have taken a lady there or pointed to a place, go and do, come. It's the same thing. Our services in Maryland is 1 hour, 45 minutes. But the problem is that when God decides to move slowly and build the atmosphere, what do you do? And you now, you must close service at 1:45. There's healing. Please, ask God for the token of mercy and help. Ask God for the token of mercy and help. The Lord is already moving here. Please pray for yourself. Open your mouth and pray. Ask for mercy. Ask for help. If you are struggling with forgiveness or with a particular hurt, I want you to, don't do it. Receive grace. Ask God for grace. Ask God for grace. Ask God for grace. Baparata will receive grace and mercy. Come, Barapakatolian. Spread for you. I'm lost without you. Le barababa shatale de goda. We'll break every influence and every heart in the name of Jesus. Oh rabababa shatalia de kedo. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you asked me to speak to these wonderful people who are standing out here this morning, just before I came in. Lord, I now hand them over to you and ask that you will touch them individually now. Touch them, let your power rest upon them individually now. Now, 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 in the name of Jesus, now. Touch everyone, let the yokes be lifted. Let the yokes be broken. Now, now, now. Now, in the name of Jesus, now, in the name of Jesus, now, let the yoke be lifted. Let that record, by reason of a past mistake, be blotted out forever. Let it be blotted out forever. We invoke the blood of Jesus, and we blot out every ordinance that has been plagued against your name. We blot it out and we declare you are free. We declare freedom in the name of Jesus. We declare freedom. Loose. Loose them. Let them go free. Like Lazarus, you come out of the pit. Like Lazarus, you come out of the grave and step into your freedom. Power. Locate everyone that is standing right now and bring them out. Padiliko parata zatolia. Spirit of God, proceed into the congregation and begin to look for everyone. Begin to look for them. Begin to look for them and begin to touch them. Begin to separate them. Begin to touch them. Begin to set them free. By the grace of God, you are released into a new season and grace. Let help come. Let help come from above. It will be easy from today. In the name of Jesus. Please, if you are kneeling, I want you to stand up. I have just 2 more minutes. I've actually overused my time, but. And I apologize. Just give me 2 minutes. Listen, when God touches a man, you may not see anything physically. Oh, but something is happening inside. When God touches you, you know. So now I want to ask for seeing eyes and hearing ears. Get ready for a shocker. Some of the people you are eating with and you think you have friends. Are you a member of this church? My brother, are you a member of this church? Come, I'm seeing you floating. Come. What's your name? Prevail. Oh, it's time to prevail. Are you born again? You baptized in the Holy Spirit? Can you pray in tongues? Okay. Now, now when we finish praying, you will start noticing some things. Huh? It's one thing for someone to be giving you a listening ear. Somebody you talk to and they listen. Their intentions are different, but you will see it yourself. So just stand, be ready. I don't know what God is doing with this man. Shakabo Zalatelo. Brand him with fire. Brand him with fire. Power from his inside. Consume him from inside out. It's yours. Spirit of living God, open the windows of heaven. Let the eyes of your children pop open. Let every blocked ear be released. That which is known as the grace for details, the ability to get details about what you are saying, where they will no more be confused about what you are saying, let that grace be released. When they sleep, show up. When they're on the road, show up. When they are watching a film, show up. When they are in the kitchen, show up. Let the spirit realm become real to you. That which is known as the seen eye, let it become your experience. Mambarapatosia, let it be your experience. 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 Paladu shata. Power in the name of Jesus. Barida kuza. Balida haka. Buratesia. Everywhere you are standing now, let the power of the Holy Ghost bring eyes to you and bring ears to you. You begin to hear with clarity. From today, your feet and your steps will be guided by the Lord. You will not make a decision in the flesh again. In the name of Jesus. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. Pray out of the depth of your spirit. 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 Yegada yakaka gugugoboko togada. Out of the depth of your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you have a growth in your body, lift your hands wherever you are. I want to pray for you. If you have a growth in your body, it could be fibroid, it could be anything, lift it up properly. And if you have pain in any part of your body, lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, let this growth shrink. Let the growth shrink till it's completely gone. Till it's completely gone. I don't know if this person is here or somebody in your family. I'm seeing the kidney and the liver as if there seems to be someone with some kind of defective organ. If the person is here or you have somebody at home, raise your hand. I want to pray for you on behalf of that person. I need to be sure. There, somebody there? Is that... Come. Okay. Who is the person? Who is the person? Okay. Congratulations. The doctor diagnosed me with hepatitis. But I'm still here. I was diagnosed when they said there was no drug. And Jesus came into my hospital bed and said to me, I told you that your covenant with death has been abolished. And that's how I walked out. I think hepatitis is something with the liver. Our husband is not here, but God single out. There's something in the prophetic that you are able to pick information by proximity. Don't worry, it's another thing. But she's standing not too far away from me, and I was able to pick that condition, even though I didn't know it was her. It's a prophetic thing, but it works with proximity. Where is the other person? Somebody at the back. Who is the person? Where is she? She's not here. Outside Lagos. Does she come here? Father, in the name of Jesus, as I hold your hand now, Father, let your power rest upon that lady. Amen. Let that disease be gone. Amen. I rebuke you, foul spirit. And I terminate your activities. Amen. She will recover. Amen. To the glory of God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. I was preaching in Akure, PGT, and I prayed for, I called out people who had problems walking or with their legs. And a lady, that was their convention 2-3 years ago. So, and a lady came and stood for her mom. And she got back home, met the mom walking. She has stood up from the wheelchair. But she had been like that for some time. But she stood in. So there's something powerful with point of contact. The way I prayed for her, it's like that woman is here now. That lady, she's like, she's here. I'm using my own faith to minister to her. Not her own. Because she can't have faith because she's not here. These are spiritual things. Madam, in the name of Jesus, hepatitis is removed. Amen. From your husband. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As I have found mercy of the Lord and I was healed, from today, you get a good report. Amen. I take your husband off drugs. Amen. We take him off medications. Amen. We give him a testimony. Amen. He will be healed. Amen. He will fully recover. In the name of Jesus. Everyone going through pains in their body, fibroid, growth in strange areas, now in the name of Jesus, be healed. Amen. In the name that is above every other name, be healed. Amen. Let that pain be gone. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh my God, I have to get out of here now. Because if I continue like this, I will not go. I'm seeing a particular person. I'm actually seeing a lady who is very smart, but gets to a point where the knowledge is tasked or demanded, and she fails to deliver. It's as though you go for an interview and you are like even disappointed in your own performance. I'm seeing a lady, but I don't know if there's a guy. So if you are that person, please, those of you that are here, please go back. Thank you. If you are that person, I want you to come quickly before I take my seat. Or if you are a guy, come. Okay, I think I have them already. Okay, please come this way. Because what the Lord said to me was, he used the word creativity. I suspect that maybe this particular person may be involved in tech. Something tech or designs, maybe fashion or something, I don't know, but something that involves the mind and the hand. It can't be everybody. Listen, words are very powerful. The words spoken to you are more powerful than the anointing you receive. Do you know why? The words that come into your spirit, they go into your life like a seed and grow. You may fall under the anointing and nothing will happen to you. But if a word, it goes into your spirit, it's planted. When God wanted to recreate the word, he didn't look for blocks. He used words. The words were framed by the words of God. Therefore, as many of you that are standing here, now open your eyes and look at me. As many of you that are standing now, standing here. Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. There's a particular person among those of you standing here something happened to your creativity and it was sin. You committed a sin before the Lord, and not like the Lord shut it down, but it was like a backlash. And that was when you began to struggle in that area. It didn't look like a big deal, but when something has happened once or twice, you become concerned. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Amen. Sir, where do you work? Okay. As I was praying, I saw a picture of Samson when he was captured. And I saw him asking for God's help. I saw him asking the Lord, if you can do something else, I will appreciate it. I saw you standing with Samson, and I saw your hair growing. The way Samson's hair was growing. I'm not saying you are going to die. I'm speaking of an opportunity in God that will be orchestrated by God, but is symbolized by the growth of your hair, which will now compel those doors and pillars to come down. But you will be transported into a new opportunity. And I speak concerning you. I must be asking something in the spiritual. I'm talking about your life. The Lord says it's called the place of plenty. It's good for a man to be established with grace and not with meat. It's important that we are established. That the reason why we take a posture is because we have found what God said in His word about that thing. As I speak to you now, I'm actually using my words carefully, because there are at least two people here that the Lord is doing something very unique with. Very unique. I speak to you that it is a new day. You need to receive these words with faith. It's not magic. The Lord will do something new for you. Nobody will discredit you again. Amen. Because it's a season of recovery. Amen. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, I speak to your Marys today. Everyone that postures as a Mary in the spirit, I speak to them. They've carried this baby. They've carried these divine intentions. They've carried these eternal purposes. They've embraced your word. They don't know what to do, but they believe it and they've embraced it. And you said to me this morning to say here that the time is now. This time around, you will bring your baby to full term. This time around, there will be no abortion. There will be no abortion of divine purposes. Amen. Under this atmosphere, let creative miracles begin to happen. Amen. Partial deafness, go. Amen. Asthma, go. Amen. Fibroid, go. Amen. There's somebody here that needs God to really move majorly now, because the family is in a very tough place. The Lord said He will not use anybody you know, anybody that you could have easily spoken to. He said He will create His own way for you. Say so that in the future your trust can be in him. Be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now I do recommend that when the Lord opens your eyes and begins to reveal certain things to you, depending on the frequency you log in with, some of those things might be a bit confusing sometimes. And sometimes you can be... I've had a period for like a month. Once I go to bed, I dream the entire 8 hours. It's like my frequencies were jamming. I dream the entire 8 hours and wake up tired. I didn't know who to talk to, because I didn't know anybody who ever came to the altar and said, for 1 month, back to back, every day. I started dreading going to bed. It was that bad, and I was a pastor. I dreaded going to bed, because once I closed my eyes, the only time I could sleep properly was in the afternoon. And when I finally gave up, I said, God, help me. It's like the day I prayed that God should help me, the thing will now will now go from bad to worse. You know what marked the end of that experience? When I got tired, I said, if I perish, I perish. I will sleep this night. That was when the Lord appeared to me. And since he appeared, it's as if he put all the wires in the right places. And I started sleeping well. It can happen to you if you're a man of God. Sometimes we believe that men of God don't have problems. I've had a dream about something that my wife was. We had similar dreams. How do you explain those things? There is something that is called the seeing eye. If you don't have it, you don't have it. You can't force yourself to be imagining. If you don't have it, you don't have it. If you have it and you're hearing here, there's a way you become... You don't want to trade that in for a girl. You can't trade it, because that girl will not trade it for you if she has it. But the key is sacrifice. See, let me tell you, when you leave this meeting, don't go back and watch Netflix today. Go and pray. I know there's an episode that just came out, but do me a favor today. Just, if not here, if God doesn't visit you, I'll give you 3-6 or 4-4. You pay for next month. I'll pay for next month. But the element of sacrifice is what makes, is the difference between two Christians. Everybody's praying. But if I have other things I can do with my time, and I chose to stay with the Lord, God will honor it. The Lord bless you. Please take your seats. Now, as I take my own seat, please sit. Pastor Zach, you're welcome. You did a better job than I did. You can see I'm still here. You are probably waiting for me over there now. You know, coming for this, having this arrangement, Pastor Zach, I don't know how God spoke to him, but we were at prophetic streams, and he walked up to me and, but you know, while I was seated, the Lord spoke to me about something like this. But some of us boot slowly. In that same meeting, you know, the Lord was talking to me about this pulpit exchange. The same meeting, but Pastor Zach was able to process properly. Some of us are a bit hard of hearing, so it takes a spiritual person. And I didn't preach my message. The one I wanted to give to you as a bonus, the marks of a spiritual man. So another day, if your pastor likes me enough to bring, I'll do it free, no honorarium. But you guys really have something many churches in Lagos need. And it's like a stream. You can't fake it. You have it. Please protect it. So, what you have, some of us need to import all the equipment of this world to get it. But you guys have it. Don't let another person come and tell you what you have. And nobody will value your pastor for you. Your pastor is what you make of him. If you make him a prophet, he will prophesy. But as I live here, I leave a residue of the grace God has given me to also cause that nation. There's a generation that is coming here. They are not here yet. There's a generation that is coming to this church. They are not here yet. I'm talking about this church. They are not here, but they are coming. They will find a sound that they can resonate with. And they will come. The trumpet will blow from this area and it will go all the way to Abuja and bring people. I'm not joking. The day somebody comes in, I'm from Abuja, you remember what I said. Places you didn't even think could be a catchment area, like Nasarawa, like Jos, they'll come. Something, work will bring them. NYC will bring them. But a sound in the spirit would have gone forth. Just coming. It won't be good for you to come and say, we came before you. There's nothing like that. If that person keys into the spirit of the house, he will get it. Yes. Most times it is the old guys that endow the young ones. So sometimes it's good to allow the young ones, while they are strong, let them be free. Do what they want to do. But today, go home with that prophetic word. Like Abraham, like Mary, the time is now. So for Abraham, the delay is over. For Mary, it's time for the baby to come. So if you're an Abraham, look for your sacrifice to offer. If you're a Mary, find an Elizabeth. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
And the Lord keep you.
Amen.
And the Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon
Amen.
You. And the Lord give you peace.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.